This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's face it, guys. We've watched a lot of baseball. We know all the strengths. We know all the weaknesses of both of these teams. We know the divisions. We know the leagues, the competition. We know all this stuff. And what you should know, and you know, listen, I think many of you do. If you don't know this, I think you should take my advice that right now the Yankees cannot and will not win the World Series. And right now the Mets cannot and will not win the World Series. So it's go time. It's time to get off the tarmac and fire up the jet and go out and get some pieces. And I don't mean, again, a fifth outfielder or a guy who might pitch a long relief when you're up 9-2 or down 10-1. I mean legitimate arms and legitimate bats and, like, big stuff. Both teams need it. I know both GMs are going after it. But what makes this so unique and so interesting and really so defining, at least defining early in the David Stearns evaluation, because Cashman's been here forever, and he's made some great moves at the deadline. Last year was one of them with Jazz. So I think the Stearns evaluation is just like, all right, we know you're a good GM. We know that you're shrewd and smart and savvy and, you know, work without a great bankroll in Milwaukee. But now it's big boy time. So put the pants on and go out there and don't hug prospects and don't worry about spending more Cohen's money. Go out there and make the Mets a World Series team, which right now they're nowhere near. And same for the Yankees. I think the Yanks are a little closer. I don't say that with great confidence. I mean, it depends when you watch them. But that's what has to happen. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to these calls. Obviously, a lot of you want to chime in on the Little League situation, the ejection, and also the David Wright stuff. But, Hoff, before we get back to the calls, you tell me right before I came back on air that you saw a Jeff Passan article outlining trade targets for the Mets. What'd you come across?
And Yankees as
well. Oh, Mets and Yankees.
So, let's hit it. Yeah, so it's been leaking and everyone's been posting it. So, you want to hear Yankee targets or Mets targets first?
You know what? Since you're reading it, let me hear the Mets first. Let's go.
So, these are the names that that Jeff Passan has named the Mets suitors for the following.
Okay.
All right, Stephen Kwan.
Yep, very good. I love him. He'd be great for them.
Emmanuel Classe.
Yeah, so they're looking to talk with the Guardians. Yep.
Cade Smith.
Okay.
Griffin Jack, so the Twins.
It's Twins, okay, yep.
Edward Cabrera, that's of the Miami Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Taj Bradley, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm just writing all these down. Yep, the Rays, yep.
David Bednar, closer for the Pirates.
Uh-huh.
Cedric Mullins, center fielder for the Orioles.
Still, me and Sal talked about him a lot. He would be okay. I think you need a little more, but yep.
I got to be honest with you. I was looking through the names for outfielders or specific center fielders.
Yeah.
There's not many.
No, well, that's why. Now, Kwan's more left field, right? But Kwan's good.
I would take Kwan, but then what are you going to do? Move Nimmo back to center field?
Wouldn't do that, no.
Yeah. So, Luis Robert Jr.
Yeah.
He's still batting. He's batting 196.
I mean, come on. Yeah,
what are we doing here?
Mullins and Robert are the names we've really said for a while. Kwan's a new one. That's exciting. Okay.
Ryan Helsley.
Jeez, how many names are there?
About 10. Okay. Reed Detmers and Louis Severino. Those are the 10-ish names for the Mets.
A little Sevy reunion. Me and Sal also brought that up. I think we'd both be okay with that. What do you got for the Yanks?
All right. It's kind of, some of the names are similar, but Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks.
Sure. Merrill Kelly, I would imagine, from the Diamondbacks.
I don't see his name on this list, but...
Zach Gallen?
No, I don't see his name on this list either. I don't see any starting pitchers, to be fair, on this list.
All right.
Duran from the Twins.
Oh, I think he was for the Red Sox.
No, the closer for the Twins. Yep. Manuel Clase as well. Cade Smith, Griffin Jacks, David Bednar, all names we heard.
Yep.
Ryan McMahon, again, third baseman.
Third baseman.
Nolan Arenado, Ryan Helsley, and Reed Detmers. So... That's
a good job by you. It's a good job by passing. I mean, try to substantiate this. I mean, anybody could say, you know, go out and get a guy. But listen, it's not that easy. It's not that easy to get them, but it's pretty easy to identify, you know, who could be available because you just look at a couple of the bottom feeders, you know, a lot of Pirates here, a lot of Twins here, a couple of the White Sox players here, a couple of the Marlins players here, positions of need. Listen. It's obvious. You know, Yanks need a third baseman. Mets need a center fielder. Both teams need multiple, like, quality, high-leverage arms. You just do. I don't see, like, Hoff, I have said for a long time, I'm not picking on the Mets here. The Yankees have problems, too. But this Mets offense stinks. It stinks every single night. You look up, it's two runs, it's three runs, it's five innings, no runs. All right, there's a run, scratch it out. It's so dependent upon their top four hitters. And now, you know, whether it's the toe or whether it's just the cyclical nature of baseball, Lindor's a disaster, so you're not getting that pop right there. Well, hopefully Pete's hand is okay. I know he came back in and played defense, whatever, but the contusion. I mean, like, and Soto, you know, didn't have a great weekend either, although he just missed that home run over the weekend. That would have been, the house would have come down. Three-run bomb went right there. My God, that did not miss it by much. And I don't think, it's funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At first, I thought he checked his swing. And then a different angle, I didn't think he did. But either way, that's a 50-50 call. But he's not hammering it right now. He's in a little bit of a funk. So when those guys don't hit, the Mets offense, not only is it not potent, it's almost unwatchable at times here, Huff.
It's frustrating, but again, like, I'm not sitting here crying for a bat. I'm really not.
You need one.
Huh? No, and
you'll be crying in October if you don't get one.
Okay, so here's the thing, is this is where I totally disagree with you on this. I don't think there's anybody significant. We just talked about Luis Robert Jr. Is going to come here batting 196.
No, and that's I don't want better him. Than Tyrone Taylor.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Cedric Mullins. Kwan's great, but that's not the be-all, end-all.
He's a winner, too, man.
Hey, BT.
I love Kwan.
BT,
he's good.
I love Steve Kwan. That's great. Get him. More important is that you need a starting pitcher because right now the biggest issue is, and this will come full circle, come playoff time, too, is you need starting pitching that's going to shut down offense because your offense can't hit. And right now, if your offense can't hit and your starting pitching, which, by the way, is great, but they only go five innings.
Yep.
If they can't go deeper in the game, then you have a bullpen that is getting taxed left and right, and they can't be effective.
Oh, okay.
You need starting pitching to be able to at least keep you in a game, close game, so that you can get a big at-bat in the eighth or ninth inning by Pete Alonso or Juan Soto or somebody.
Okay, so just I want to make sure I'm hearing you, because that the like as you framed it deeper, it made a little more sense. I don't think we're in disagreement on the fact that the offense needs help, but you just don't think there's anybody out there that's going to make more, enough of an impact. Therefore, put more emphasis on the starting staff to give it, you know, more 3-2-5-4-4-3 games and have one of those stars have a chance to win it late.
100%.
Okay. I mean, I hear you. I wouldn't subscribe to that 100%, but I hear you. It's not just like it's not you saying no. The Mets' offense is fine.
No,
you're not saying that. I got you. Okay.
Like Stephen,
I
mean, even if you get Stephen Kwan is not somebody who, let's be honest, BT, you're looking for a guy that's going to have a ton of pop, a good batting average, basically a DH. Those don't exist right now on the free agent market.
I don't know if I'm looking for a ton of pop. I'm looking for a guy who can run, who can field, who can get on base, who's been in the postseason. Stephen Kwan is the kind of guy, I wish the Yankees had him. He's the kind of guy where, you know, he just gives you a pesky 8-9 pitch at bat in October, like passes the baton off. Next guy, the pitcher's tired. Next guy hits a 2-run bomb. Kwan's good.
Yeah, but the problem is that you have Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil and other guys that are supposedly pesky. Juan Soto's pesky. I need someone who's going to drive him in. I got to be honest with you. I know I was joking about the DJ LeMay. Not joking, but the DJ LeMay. Yeah. He'll get the bat and ball and get a single.
Uh-huh.
That's what they need. They need a guy that's going to be able just to get bat on ball and drive in runs. And there's nobody out there right now that can do that consistently that I'm sitting there going, hey, let me just give a bunch of prospects up and you're going to help us get to the World Series or deep into the playoffs.
Is there any prospect that you wouldn't give up?
Who are we talking about? I mean,
you wouldn't give up Sproat.
I'm saying I am not opposed to giving up. Like, you can give up everybody. If you give me a top-level player, I'll give you who you want.
Like if the Mets were in on Devers early.
Yeah,
I got you.
I have no shame. I want to get the best player.
We know that.
I need offense, dude. We are.
It's tough
anemic
to watch, man. I've been saying this for a while. I mean, really, the Mets' offense is brutal. You need a center field. And I know Taylor's good fielder. Dude, his OPS. We talk about, like, when guys drop below 700, like, Volpe, under, even though he had a couple of the bombs over the weekend, Volpe under 700. This guy, he's under 600. For his OPS, he just can't play him every day. Let me get Nick down in South Carolina. BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Nick?
Hey, BT. How's it going?
Everything's good, man. How are you?
Good. Was vacation good?
Yeah, real good. Thank you.
Wonderful. I got a trade for you and then a question. My trade is for the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
We sent Peraza, Clayton Beter, and if we have to... The kid coming up, what's his name?
Spencer Jones, Lombard?
Thank you.
Okay, Spencer Jones.
Or a guy on Miami named Anthony Bender. He's got a 2.1 ERA, and he's under control to 2027. If this guy lives up to his ERA, and he's lowered it because I've been monitoring him. Mm-hmm. He was at 2.3, now he's down to 1.96.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a guy like this, and you hook him up with Weaver and Williams and Hill, and maybe, who knows, Brubaker if he's, you know.
Brubaker?
I know.
Forget about Hamilton. About Loweisiger, who's batting practice.
Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm dreaming with Tim. But if you could hook him up with those other guys, with Hill, Warren, and with him, Luke Weaver, and Williams.
You. Yep.
This guy has got some juice.
Yeah, I'm not giving up Spencer Jones for a lead pitcher. I can't do that, Nick. It's too much. Now, here's the problem, too, right? So under his plan, you know, that's a very quick acknowledgement, like, well, you got Devin Williams, you got Luke Weaver. You know, I know Luke Weaver's showing some signs here, but Luke Weaver doesn't have a whole lot of equity here. There's a reason why Luke Weaver's bounced around and he's, you know, had a bit of a transient career and he's been very hittable. I mean, last year was the anomaly. That was not the Luke Weaver that existed before that. So I'm not as quick to say, oh, yeah, and I hope he's back. And if he's back, that definitely does solve a problem. But the Yankees can't bank on that, is what I'm saying. And to me, the next 10 days, there's not enough evidence that Luke Weaver could put out there, even if he has like two big-time holds in the Toronto series. Like, I cannot trust him enough, not for this team. So I just think it's a little presumptuous on your part, even though I know what you're saying, to just throw Luke Weaver, I mean, even Williams a little bit, but you got to trust him more than Weaver. Did you say that Weaver's going to be fine and good to go? I don't know that he's fully solved everything. I'm not sure yet. Richie's in breaking two. Richie's in New- Rich got turned down the radio, buddy. Richie.
Oh, sorry. I had to tell you, I just love the whole Little League conversation. I didn't listen to all the rumors about what happened there. I really don't care. But just Little League in general, how much fun it is and the stories. I just want to share one story with you and also see if you read this book.
Good.
But the story, when I managed Little League for 17 years and with my two sons, it was just an absolute blast. But the thing that I loved the most was having a kid that showed up at the ballpark with a plastic glove that had like a new Ninja Turtle glove. Never played baseball in his life, had it on the wrong hand.
Yeah. I had wait, to you him out. Hold on. Let me stop you for
Every day, all the time. I spent more time with him than I did on my own son.
No, hold on.
And one day, out of nowhere, I mean, this kid could not catch a ball. The gods gave him this ball that just dropped into his glove out in right field. And the kid was so excited. Yep. He ran right off the field, his parents gave him a big hug. He was like 9 years old. It was probably the greatest moment of his life, maybe the greatest moment of my life. So those are the kind of things about Little League.
You chop it up. There's no doubt. I mean, everybody's got stories like that. It's funny, as you're describing the glove, I don't know if I've ever seen a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle glove, but I know those plastic gloves that you're talking about. And you, that's interesting. Good for you. You said, you know, he showed up and you were so excited. Kid shows up like that on my rec team. I'm like, uh-oh. Got problems here. No, but when you see a kid do something that, and again, I use the word presumptuous again, not to be presumptuous because some athletic profiles do change, but you could just tell with certain kids that, you know, they've got another year or two to play and that's it. And when they finally score a run or even if they get a walk, It's amazing. It's beautiful. I mean, yeah, that's just being a good person, no doubt. Good job. Glenn's up in Wappingers Falls, BT and Sal.
Hey, BT.
Hey.
You know, this story really hit a nerve because I have two sons. They're older now. They're 37 and 35. They both played baseball through high school and in college.
Nice.
I was a referee and an umpire in Section 1, which is Westchester County, Putnam County, New York.
Yep.
I refereed Ben Gordon, Elton Brand, Mount Ray Vernon. Rice.
Yep, I got you.
Yeah, so what I think, and as far as that Rick Wolf showed, you'd be the great guy to do that as an ambassador. Because what I want to say to some parents that may be listening, you know, the referee, there needs to be more communication between the referees, the leagues, the parents. And, you know, you have to manage a game if you're a referee. You can't lose control of your game. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened in your game, but if you know, you just know as a referee. Like I said, I ref these guys and end up professional athletes. And then I also did, you know, eight-year-old girls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the parents are up there. They think that you're screaming at you over the back. But now, I'm lucky. I had a 33-year law enforcement career. I retired as a captain. So I'm not intimidated by people yelling at me or anything like that. And I've had the whole nine. I've had the fathers waiting for me. I've kicked fathers out of the gym. I've had them waiting for me outside. But, you know, the parents got to understand, and referees should be held accountable. You're a paid professional. You're not doing anybody a favor by being a referee. And I think I've actually called Rick Wolf. I know him personally. His son went to Byram Hills up near where I live. His father was the announcer for the Senators.
Yep.
And when our referee dinners, our umpire dinners at the end of the year, he used to speak. His father, Bob, would speak at our dinners.
Wow.
But you really should do it, man, because there needs to be more communication between referees, parents. You should do a pod, whatever the guy, you know, whatever you think he can do, man, because you're the perfect candidate. I coached hundreds of games. I refereed hundreds of games. And, you know, I don't understand what people think. The price of admission allows you to yell at everybody and act like an idiot. No. I could just imagine what it is now. I'm talking 25 years ago, you know, when I was doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you know, these college athletes are making money. Now it's, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy, but you do a great job, man.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that, buddy. Thanks for making that call. And it sounds like you've had a great career and enjoying the game with your two boys playing college. That's awesome. I mean, there's just so much there. First of all, I would love to do that show. I mean, Dove, you've been at the station forever. Get the wheels in motion. I really would love to do that.
Are you ready to do a show live every Sunday morning for an hour?
No, I'll tape it. Carton tapes the show. Why can't I tape that?
Part of Rick Wolf's beauty was he took live phone calls about these things.
That's true. That's true. I don't know about that.
You know, he was elected to the New York State Baseball Hall of Fame.
Who?
Rick Wolf.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm so happy I was on the show before he passed away. I was even honored that he didn't know who I was. Like, I was very honored to join him. Yeah, that's something that I would love to do. I don't know logistically if we can make it happen now, but, you know, we have bosses here. They hear this. It's a passion. And I think I would be honored to do it. I think one of the problems now, though, and well, there's many, many problems, is that like the cost of college has become so prohibitive that, and this is the wrong way, like, to do it. I mean, hopefully you've got the resources and hopefully you can tuck away a little bit of money, 529 funds, like do that if you can. I know not everybody can, but if you can, you certainly should do it. But like if your college plan is, hey, my kid's getting a full ride and, you know, that's just not a plan. Hope should never be a plan. Now, it could be a dream, but it can't be the basis of the plan. And with college tuitions getting so excessive, I think Marist is like 70 now. 70! It's intimidating. It's overwhelming for a lot of parents. I get it. And it kind of forces you to become maybe more aggressive or, you know, react in a way that you might not, or place emphasis in certain places that you shouldn't. And it does strip away the purity. It does. I mean, that's why I do need to do something like this because, you know, I'm not going to like get, you know, talk about this forever here on WFAN during the week, but there's a lot of things that I've seen already, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. You know, my son's only 10 and I've seen a lot. And I'd love to be a liaison to that parent, you know, the parents and the sports community. The more I think about this, maybe this is something I should do. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal here on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So this question, and I want to address this coming up next here, but along the lines of what we've talked about so far, this question, this particular one, is right at the Met fan, okay? And if Stearns does not, because Cashman's done it many times, and he's got to do it again, but if Stearns does not deliver the goods in the next 10 days, like, do you lose permanent faith in him to do the job in a way that a New York baseball GM's got to do it? Like, we're still evaluating him. A lot good, some questionable. To me, this is a defining moment. And what if he comes up empty? Like, if you're on the fence right now about Stearns and he swings and misses, where are you at?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.